Why did cows wear bells?
Why?
Because their horns don't work.
Okay. Good job.
I only have audio in one ear.
And that took you no time to get out at all.
No, that was a delayed response. I'm sorry.
What? 5-0. Welcome to Second Office. Host Alec George. My two buds. Doc and Sody. What's going on?
Sean Paul doesn't actually have an accent.
Are you sure? What? Then why does he say Shauna?
You ever watched him in an interview? Dude, this is screwing me up. This ear's dead.
Tighten it. Figure it out. I don't know. I have no idea. What? So he's got to have an accent. He says his name, which is Sean.
No, watch it.
He calls himself Shauna.
In an interview, he does not have an accent.
Oh, he puts it on?
Doesn't
he milks
everyone
it?
Technically have an accent?
He milks it? Is that what you're saying?
I think a little bit.
Okay, well. How was your guys' weeks? Doc.
That's great, man.
Woo!
Went to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, dude, me too.
Dude, Lily ran around.
Hell yeah. You get a pumpkin? Pick some out? You carve them yet?
She got a pumpkin.
Good.
I refuse to buy adult pumpkins at the pumpkin patch because they're overpriced and I can get one at Sam's Club for $5.
What's an adult pumpkin?
Oh, get one from Ace Hardware for $2 or $3.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So like a big pumpkin.
Doc,
so
you hide your pretty face when you do the mic like that.
So I won't deprive my child of the experience, but Courtney can get fucked.
Why?
Dude.
What?
Dude.
What? What happened?
I'm not.
Doc.
Courtney.
No.
Not a part of this. I do not support
that. We didn't know
that.
He was going to say that.
What? I'm just saying. She's
I just won her over.
What happened?
Don't do this.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not spending $20 for a big pumpkin for her.
That's how much they were? Oh, she wanted.
Did they? Because they do it by
the
pound.
She wanted one and you told
her
no.
It's not because you're not worth it, Court. It's just because they are cheaper pumpkins. And he's cost efficient. That's why he's in charge of our money. By the way, when do I get an Amex?
But how? Just get him one. But how brilliant of the pumpkin patch. They're like $20. They'll pay it. They're stupid.
Oh, no, they're not even that.
They're here. They're going to pay it.
It's by the pound.
So hang on. When's the last time you get?
Oh, that's great.
When's the last time you guys went to an orchard?
That's awesome.
When's the last time you went to an orchard?
Been a while.
Did they have apples at this pumpkin patch?
No, not at this one.
So they have a pick your own bag, right? And you can walk down these aisles of apples, right? Or you can bring a 2-year-old. And they're like, hey, do you want a wristband for all the rides? Like, yeah, I want the corn pit. If you do like 5 things, it's $2 a token. Or you get a wristband for $20. 5 things and it's paid for itself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a giant slide. I did that 10 times.
So you went for you.
I raced everyone I knew that went with me.
You sent your nice new girlfriend off with her 2-year-old and you're like, I'm good.
No, actually,
I'm good.
Actually, I watched the stroller while they did a lot of stuff, but it was great. Actually, her sister and I had to do a beer run. It was great. While she was in the corn pit with the kid,
because
I was like, oh, you guys go get Dusty.
It'll take a while.
We'll go get you a new beer.
Yep.
And halfway through, her sister and I are walking. People are staring at us. I'm carrying a drinks or empty stroller.
Yeah.
I just stopped halfway through and looked down and said, where the fuck's the baby?
That's brilliant.
Bunch of people. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, my God. These two are about to. Yep. I'm just kidding.
You should have waited until you had the beers and acted drunk. And
yep. I'm like, he's somewhere in the corn.
He's in the corn.
Yeah, nice. They did great. Oh, good fun. Dude. He rode a horse for the first time in his life.
You told me about that. That's
phenomenal.
Good fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
God. You had to trick him onto the saddle.
A little bit.
Good job, because he loved it.
After a while.
And then he was a cowboy.
Like we all do. Dude, certified.
Dude, Lily loves horses.
Really?
That's all she wanted to do while we were there.
We should do
it. Because they have horses. And she was like, bam, I'm here. Horses. Daddy, pick me up. Put me on this horse.
Put me on this damn horse.
Never mind. Play date canceled. I don't like that verbiage.
Oh, well, read into it as you will, Sody, but come on.
He's a Lutheran.
Put him on the horse. Put your kids on the horses.
No accent. Sean Paul doesn't have one.
I disagree. Why does he say his name is Shauna then?
Did I tell you I'm
Shauna called? Is obviously how you say Sean if you're from wherever he's from.
Some I go some.
Yep. Shauna. And that too. That's not like that's an accent.
I really say.
Okay. Before we get into football and basketball and whatever, the fun stuff, before that happens, we have embarked on another quest for excellent burgers. Burger Quest.
Quest.
Sody? Yep. Thank you, Doc. Nice.
Curter Burger.
You had that. No, I didn't.
I was going to bring him.
Dobby had it. And he said it was mediocre. He said it was. He said it started mediocre, and then the colder the curd got, the worse it got.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, he said it was trash.
Yeah.
So I looked into it, did a little bit of research myself, and realized it was not of the caliber that this show is and what Burger Quest is.
Good. I'm glad you realized that assessment.
Good research. It's a facade of a chicken patty. Instead of gray meat, it's cheese.
Mm.
It's an airport cheese patty.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, right?
Sounds gross.
I know. I couldn't quite do it.
Well, what's hilarious is they initially put this out there as like a joke, and people were like, oh, no, we want it. So then they made it. Well, it's like Culver's even said it was a joke to begin with.
Really? Yeah. I guarantee you there's people out there who love that burger, though. I'm sure. There got to be, right?
Wisconsin's.
It's the fucking Wisconsin's. Yeah, exactly.
Idiots.
Seriously, man.
Scannies.
Exactly. No. This week of Burger Quest brought us to the Flame Burger, which I have had just a handful of times in my lifetime of living in the Twin Cities, and every time it has been amazing.
And it gets you every time.
This is your classic, it's divey, right? Flat top, delicious burger. Sody?
Well, I'm just realizing I failed short of my prediction that Davante Adams would have been a Jet by the time we played him.
That's too bad. I think there's a burger to your right.
Yeah, I'm going to eat it.
Well, we're talking about Burger Quest. Need you to participate.
Fine.
Man alive.
You want to keep me fat? I'll get fat.
No, I want you to keep you participating.
I can't wait to eat this.
By getting fat. Nope. That's neither of those are yours. Here you go. We all got something a little different. Doc?
Got the delicious bacon cheeseburger.
I got the Diablo.
Oh, Jane, now you want to pay attention.
Yeah, now she loves you.
Now she's like, hey, what's up, bro?
I got the Diablo, which I have a story about from before this time. Would you look at that
look
burger?
At that.
What kind of burger is that?
That's a cowboy.
It's a cowboy burger.
Cowboy.
Onion ring, babique sauce, bacon. Oh, we putting French fries on the burger? I'm going to let you do this and take your time because I'm going to watch this first bite.
Don't.
So what would you give your burger from there?
Man,
what
do you that freaking Diablo
Talk
burger?
About yours, yeah. What did you have on yours?
Okay.
Why did I steer away from it?
That is minimum of an 8.
Oh,
that
my
was just
God.
So Christ almighty.
Yeah, this is like pulling up a fish ice fishing.
Shit.
And all of a sudden it's like, no wonder it was so heavy.
Crazy. Oh my God.
You just gotta open your mouth.
Hang on. Jane is like
oh my God.
You don't need that.
There you go. Shit. Oh, fuck yeah.
This is supposed to be a family show.
Yeah, it is with barbecue burgers.
You got to show me how to censor, Dad.
That's right.
I don't know how you bleep words out, but you got to teach me that.
Censor me, baby. Okay, my burger, minimum 8. That was absolutely delicious. So Diablo, ghost pepper cheese, sriracha mayo, bacon, and jalapeno peppers.
Later.
Absolutely, it hit the spot. It's a classic tasting burger with a bit of spice, and I'm a sucker for spice. I loved it. That's at least an 8. That is very different, but very equal, in my opinion, flavor-wise, to Matt's. I know I like that more than you. That's at least an 8. That was great.
So where would you put that? Is that better than Matt's burger or no?
That's what I've been asking myself. I could eat Matt's more frequently and would crave Matt's more frequently than that. That's kind of a specialty burger where I gotta feel spicy. And I'm feeling spicy tonight. Gonna be feeling spicy later too.
Yeah, you will.
Morning's gonna be a hard time.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
Uh-huh. Can't wait to tell that story. So it's... I know it's a cold burger at this point.
So I went with the classic because I'm trying to get essentially the same burger at each one of these places.
That's smart. That's good.
So I went with the burger patty. Mm-hmm. Can't even talk. Nice thick cut bacon, slice of cheese, and the bun. The bun was good.
It was a good bun.
It was a little soft, low, little foldable,
but held.
Yeah,
mine held.
Yep. I think the more and more I eat burgers, I am turned off of American cheese.
Sure.
I don't know what it is anymore.
No, I would prefer a sharp cheddar.
Yeah. But I would say the burger I ate tonight was actually less than Matt's. I would rate Matt's
really?
Higher.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what, like six?
I think I gave Matt's a 7 point something.
You gave the grill and burgers a 5.
Well, yeah, that's just a good baseline.
Yeah, exactly.
Frozen Angus patty.
For sure.
I think tonight would probably be a good 6.9.
You're a tough cookie to crack. You're critical of your burgers.
I do not like the new cord setup.
Why?
It's just, your cords. No. That's bad.
Okay. You can take a look at that.
That is very good.
Yeah?
First flame burger of my life.
Let's go. And that's even cold.
The cowboy burger?
Yeah.
Onions, onion ring, barbecue sauce, bacon, pepper jack. My God.
All right. Well, a few bites in. What's out of 10?
I had to take a breath.
I know.
I had to put it away.
Yeah.
Jane, back off.
So what are you out of 10?
8.4.
Woo! Compared to Matt's. Well, very different. Very different.
I love the experience of Matt's.
For sure. That's part of it.
So a slice of pizza, a pizza roll, different.
Correct.
That burger and a Juicy Lucy, I compare kind of similarly.
Yeah, I mean, okay. They're different. That's why
a pizza roll is fun for me because it's like, ooh, it's going to burn me, but it's all inside.
Okay. I think I see where you're going.
This, you saw how I had to pick it up.
It was big.
You got to have like a contractor's license to handle this burger.
Big boy.
So Jane, stop.
Oh, she won't.
She's just eyeing
you. She won't, man. She won't stop.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, no.
You were making a Matt's to that burger comparison between pizza and pizza rolls. Which? Which burger is the pizza roll? Which burger is the pizza?
Which one has the stuff inside? Matt's. It's the pizza roll.
Oh, I see. Okay. Come on. Sorry.
This is why we sit together.
Yeah. I get it. So equal?
Well, he just said they're different. I mean,
apples to oranges.
That's why.
Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold.
One's
a chef.
What was your?
One's a line cook. They both make good food. One's an artist.
All right, I'll take it.
One's cardboard.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Burger Quest.
This is the worst week for you to make that comparison.
Why?
Well, probably because Kirk Cousins threw for over 500 yards and Sam Darnold looked like trash.
Oh, I will happily despair that Cousins performance.
Did Sam Darnold STD? Did he secure that dub?
I think your defense secured that dub.
Harrison Smith made sure to ram himself through Aaron Rodgers to get that STD.
As he should. Aaron Rodgers deserves to die.
I want to take a moment to reflect that the Second Office LLC does not officially condone that statement and does not feel that way.
The express views of our co-host is that of his and his only.
Tell us about that.
Do you know this?
I'm on the couch. Did he hurt you?
Yes.
What happened?
No, it's one thing we get. Doc has always hated. Well, since he left Green Bay,
Why was that Green Bay?
Did you actually?
Yeah.
What made you start hating Rodgers?
Well, for one, just the type of person he is.
Fair enough. Say no more.
Right.
That's all right. Yep. That's all you need to say.
He's a spiritual astronaut.
He's something. Exactly. But no, it just reminds me on ESPN's broadcast of the Pat McAfee show, at the bottom, it literally states the views of these individuals do not reflect ESPN.
Yeah, he had to do that. Yeah, right? He had to have that on there.
Please do not sue us.
No, smart. Smart on his part.
So, again,
Aaron's out there.
Please do not sue us.
Exactly. But also die, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of...
I think the league needs him. I like him. He's against all the propaganda. He's against the politicism of the NFL. I think he's a voice of reason. I hate him when he was a Packer. But
I'm actually with you. He's made headlines for some wrong reasons for saying some weird things. Everyone has said that he's a very nice guy.
You know why I like him?
He philanthropizes.
Because he's going to be a Viking next year.
Georgie, name one guy that kept quarterbacks in Madden way longer than they should have. I would have signed a guy that was about to retire to a 10-year contract.
Well, you only did that because of Tom Brady. You're talking about one guy.
A lot of
Tom Brady.
But I like to see, like,
he's just an old school dude. I like to see old school people still playing football. That's huge for me.
Okay, if we're for sure, Aaron Rodgers' most impressive postseason quarterback run I've ever seen, if I'm being honest, was his Super Bowl run, all away games, and he went absolutely crazy. It was nuts. Off the football field, probably some weird views, has done some stupid things, maybe believes some stupid things, but by all accounts is a decent dude.
You're talking about the mermaid?
At the same time, frick him. Let's move on.
Doesn't pass the vibe check.
The mermaid?
Correct. Hell no.
So what if he banged a mermaid?
All right. Wouldn't you?
How's that?
Consider it.
How's that possible? How's that work?
Yeah, where's there?
You got to spend 3 days in a dark room.
Where are those parts? That's how. You start there.
That's the first thing flopping at you when you come out.
You're like, yes, anything.
What do you mean that was a bass?
Okay.
Nice. Sorry. Small mouth or large mouth?
Your Minnesota Vikings are 5-0, Kings in the North, atop the NFC North.
You know we have other listeners than just Vikings fans.
Doc, I have a whole ass section. Let's talk about St. Louis. Can I talk about my team for 3 damn seconds? Can I be excited about my team?
Let's talk about St. Louis hockey.
I understand we went hard on you the other day, but you got to let me be excited. We're 5-0.
No.
Man.
Never.
Okay. I have more bullet points about the Packers this week.
I only said that because you said your Minnesota Vikings, not because you're talking about the Vikings.
That's what you. Isn't that how you say it? That's what you say. This is how you, that's how you present different. It. I'll say your Packers, too.
No,
George, I'll say them both.
It's not. George, let's try something
it's
different.
Your Packers.
From a non-biased point of view.
City of Green Bay is like, hey.
Doc, did you watch the Vikes game?
I did not.
Perfect. George, tell us what you saw.
Great. First of all, Sam Darnold, offensive player of the month, first month of the league. Let's go.
NFC.
NFC Player of the Month, Sam Darnold. Who'd have thunk? Who'd have thunk?
He won't win it this month.
Not you.
Nope. Off to a bad start in that regard. Okay.
Wait, what if he does?
Well, then this is a clip. Nice. Okay. Beat the Jets in London after another late game scare. I don't know if that's the Jets kind of figuring it out or if...
did they? I was kind of foggy.
Brilliant. He's been sitting on that one all week. Nice. I like that. Another late game scare, 2 weeks in a row, off to big leads, and then it comes down to a last drive, is what it seems like. We'll see if that's a theme going forward, but who cares if we're just up by a bunch of scores at the beginning? A win's a dang win, right?
I see perfect control of a game plan. That's what I see. We're not worried. We always have a lead. They might get close, but we control the game.
We could not.
For the first time in, like, 10 years.
Oh, I get it.
We control the game.
But are you guys ready for this?
We couldn't do anything KOC against the Jets. Brilliant.
So. You want to talk about having the lead? The Minnesota Vikings haven't trailed since the first quarter of week one.
Oh, I got another stat there.
Giants had a field goal.
We are. Okay, so talking about time trailing through first 5 weeks of the season, check this out. A little graphic for you guys. Okay, least amount of time trailing through 5 games since the 1970 merger.
There's 6 teams. We're 5th out of the 6.
You're 3rd.
5th.
Nope. 5th out of the 6 for this graphic. Number 1 is 09 Saints.
Oh, shit. Is that the bad one?
09 Saints.
09 Saints. Through 5 games, they trailed for a total of 0 minutes. That's impressive. Bad. They went on to win the Super Bowl, which shouldn't have happened because they cheated, and the refs gave them a victory in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, 84 Dolphins.
Do you not agree?
1 minute and 7 seconds.
They were fine.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that game.
Reggie
I remember
Bush
that game like
got
back
his
my
Heisman
damn hand.
Taken away. For separate.
Well, he's got it back.
Issues. Yeah.
2020. Okay, sorry. 84 Dolphins trailed through the first 5 games for 1 minute and 7. Lost in the Super Bowl. 2023 49ers. Trailed for 1:45 through their first 5 games. Lost the Super Bowl. 1999 Rams trailed for a total of 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the first 5 games.
Won the Super Bowl.
Vikings are currently 5th with a question mark under that little caveat with 3 minutes and 26 seconds trailing. And 6 on the list is the Denver Broncos of 1998 with 4 minutes and 23 seconds. They won the Super Bowl. All of these teams have gone to the Super Bowl. This makes me think the Vikings are not going to the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because they do the opposite.
Oh. It's just the beautiful thing about statistics.
Have the Vikes ever
you
been?
Can figure out statistics to tell you whatever you want to hear.
It's so true.
I see
it's
a letdown.
So it is so true.
What other teams did that and didn't win?
Well, I have the 6 in front of me, and 2 of them lost, the Dolphins and the Niners.
They were good teams.
Very good teams.
Who were the quarterbacks?
I think it's cool that the top six teams to ever do, well, not ever do, to have really good amounts of time not trailing in games, all made the Super Bowl.
What's better for the NFL script? Chiefs going 3-0 and the Vikes losing another one? Or the Vikes finally winning one?
Or, according to Nate Triman from our group chat, the Vikings and Bills making the Super Bowl.
Nope.
But it ends in a terrorist attack and nobody wins.
Jesus.
Because they're both 0-4 in the Super Bowl, so it'd be kind of funny.
That's a take.
Anyways, shout out Nate. Okay. Harrison Smith.
Once again, the second office does not condone anything.
Harrison Smith becomes the seventh D-back of all time with 30 interceptions and 20 sacks with his awesome sack on Aaron Rodgers where he did the championship belt.
Yeah, that was huge.
That was great.
Double check.
These other DBs are, and I bring this up because Harrison Smith is a Hall of Famer.
You don't got to do this.
I'm doing it. The other D-backs with 30 interceptions and 20 sacks, Rondé Barber, Hall of Famer. Leroy Butler, Hall of Famer. Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer. Rodney Harrison, not yet a Hall of Famer, will be a Hall of Famer.
Filthiest player in the league.
Larry Wilson, not familiar, but a Hall of Famer.
What?
Charles Woodson, Hall of Famer.
Chuck. Chucky Woods.
Chuck Wood.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
All Hall of Famers. My point being that Harrison Smith is a Hall of Famer.
Is Troy Polamalu?
Apparently, Troy Polamalu is not part of the 30-20 club. Weird. But also a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right. Harrison Smith is a Hall of Famer.
You're going to get that. Why are you, like, thinking he's not going to get that?
Because he has one All-Pro, and that's it. Because he's been skunked for, like, bullshit like Tyrann Mathieu and whoever the hell else. Whoa. Like, well, seriously, Tyrann Mathieu made the All-Decades team.
Still doing it.
Barely. I found out he was still in the league this year. I didn't know he was still in the league.
He's a Saint.
He is a Saint. You are correct. To that point, Tyrann Mathieu made the All-Decade team over Harrison Smith for no damn reason other than popularity. Sody, what's the reason?
Super Bowls.
Is that a safety stat?
All-Pro voting. I think he gets a lot of interceptions. I had him in fantasy football. He did very well for me.
Okay, so we got tackles.
Tons.
Great. Harrison Smith has more.
Does he?
Yes. A lot.
I can't confirm that, nor deny.
I'm confirming that.
Okay.
Harrison Smith has more tackles.
You're my best friend. I believe you. You don't have to yell at me.
Harrison Smith is a Hall of Famer, okay?
Okay, I believe you. I have his jersey, too. Calm down. Gene.
Okay.
Who's here?
The last bit I have. Dude.
Sorry.
kind of funny, though. The last bit I have for the Vikes, so I don't piss Doc off.
Talk about him.
I'm really scared to say this. Really scared to say that.
Say it.
Do the Vikes have a fucking kicker?
Yeah.
Do we have our kicker finally after what seems like probably since Brian Longwell? Thank you, Packers, for
a
Ryan Longwell.
Soft part of our schedule coming up, and we're 5-0.
Yeah, we have like one of the easiest schedules coming up.
Coming out 1-4, I was going to be like, okay, we're optimistic. Here it comes.
Will the Thrill, 9-9.
You talking about Levis? Because he's on coke.
No, Will the Thrill. We have a kicker, dude. I'm talking about our kicker. Our rookie kicker is amazing. No, the kicker is awesome. We have our kicker of the future.
We need to check on Will Levis. Have you seen him warming up?
No.
That dude's on every fucking stimulant that's available to mankind.
Is that why he's just gunslinging and throwing interception after interception? And
his shoulder will be dislocated the next time he throws a ball.
What are you yawning about? Been up since 4 a.m. or something? I know you have.
Yeah.
okay, Will Record. 9-9 field goals. Hit 250-yarders against the Jets. Needed him for the dub. 16 of 16 on extra points. He hasn't missed yet.
No.
I know what I probably just did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm still doing it.
What's that His table made out of? His first miss is going to be
What's
in the
table
playoffs?
Made out of? Should give it a wrap. Thank you.
Got you.
Talk about Maury. You're not going to bring up KOC's revenge game?
What do you mean?
14 years ago, the Jets cut him.
That's fine.
Well, so Patriots traded him? Patriots traded him to the Jets, I believe. They did, because there's a story about how then they played the Patriots, and he gave intel and held Tom Brady without a touchdown pass. He's a smart dude. We got a coach.
I like what B-Flo did to A-Rod.
Loved that.
That's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
I love that he said, I get it.
So before moving
you're great,
on.
You're old, but We're going to hit you in the mouth.
Before moving on, is Rodgers toast?
No. He looks pretty bad.
He is niched hard in a position that doesn't play well in modern-day NFL.
Hmm.
He has two playmakers. He knows it. He's talked about, that's who I get the ball to.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it when they go into it. So after a few weeks, it's very easy to break down.
Even so,
he... Shut down Breece, shut down number five, hit Aaron in the mouth.
His second interception is one you never see Aaron make.
No.
Which is an overthrow where he sails it. It was a bad throw.
Desperate.
Well, even the first one, how Aaron Rodgers usually picks up
linebackers dropping into coverage. Yeah, right, exactly. And that was a great play by Gink.
Again.
Ginked him again. but yeah, even, you know, agreed. He was always a master of picking out the blitzers and blitzers.
I think it kind of goes back to something I said on the fantasy football show. It's that organizations fail. I said young quarterbacks, but they just fail quarterbacks in general. The New York Jets is a trash organization.
Yeah. No. Your coaching group. That's where it all starts.
Roger just doesn't care anymore. What's he care?
I feel like he cares, but they don't have the team, the coaching.
Yeah.
Right. They got a bunch of talent. That defense is great. Darnold's first bad game, right? Darnold missed a lot. I think he was playing a little scared. That was the worst our offensive line has looked all year so far. We couldn't get anything going against him.
Yeah, because that was my question to you guys is, you know, congratulations, you're 5-0. But what does the rest of the season look like? Yeah, you have a soft schedule. But if Darnold plays like he just did, if Aaron Jones is hurt.
Yes. So question marks were raised with this game. Totally agree. Darnold, is he regressing to what he has always been? Do we credit the Jets defense? Maybe a little bit of both. That Jets defense is great. Make no mistake. It really is. But Darnold missed a handful of times that would have made the game a lot easier for us.
Well, yeah. Now other defenses can also use the Jets.
Yes. Correct. Blueprint. Right. And yeah, we saw how we could not run the ball as soon as Aaron Jones went down. Another potential.
He's going to miss weeks.
Big old question. I know. And now he's probably going to miss a few weeks, right? That's kind of what he does.
I mean, super lucky that you're on a bye this week. So he's got 14 days to just maybe lay around.
Hopefully.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks just fucking laying there. Oh my God, a bum.
Yeah. And they make you lay down because they're paying you millions.
Experience could probably send us somewhere.
Isn't this funny, though? They make you lay down and do nothing because they're paying you millions. Instead of saying, hey, we pay you millions, you're playing.
No, you need to lay down and do nothing because it's your hip.
Yeah. It's a union.
Yeah.
It's a union.
But no, I mean, you guys, I mean, I really do think 17-0 is in your future. Make it past the first round because it's a bye.
Before we move on to the Packers, look at the NFC North go. All winning records. That sucks. Like, we're off to this start.
The Bears, yeah.
And it's anyone's race right now.
George said it last week.
Anyone's race.
We could see three NFC North teams in the playoffs easily.
Yes.
Not weird.
No, not weird at all. And then meanwhile, the East, too, with Washington doing what they're doing. Washington, Dallas, Philly. And NFC in general, up for grabs. Up for grabs. All right.
Are we being robbed?
No.
Usually. Packers, a dub in L.A., 24-19. Kind of the opposite of the Vikes the last 2 weeks. Slow starts, finish strong.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I have no clue. It's very disappointing.
They did that last year too, right? At least for the first half of the year?
Well,
wasn't the
first
that
half. Well, they weren't winning, though, last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yep, good point.
I mean, at least they got a win this week. But
something.
I don't know. I mean, Xavier McKinney, right? Man, great signing there.
He's my next point.
Like, that's a record, right?
Follow along with Kay at Where Kay Stays when she joins Lynn Blad Expeditions and National Geographic aboard the Quest from Panama to Cartagena, traveling through the Panama Canal, exploring vibrant villages, pristine beaches, wildlife-rich jungles, and immersing in local culture. You can enjoy sweet exclusive with your Lynn Blad Expeditions and National Geographic sailing when you travel before July 2026. or bring the kids and receive $500 off each child under 18. Now is the time to experience expedition cruising. Contact Kay, that's K-A-Y, at Sulit, S-U-L-I-T, experience. That's K at SulitExperience.com. Hey everyone, Sody with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Five interceptions in five games.
It may be. The only thing I can remember being close was when Diggs was defensive Diggs.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs' brother. What's his first name? Trayvon. Trayvon Diggs' year where I think he ended up with 9 or 10 interceptions or something.
Yeah.
Had a few house calls. It was a great start, and he may have had like, it wasn't every game, but it may have been like 8 interceptions in 8 or 9 games or something.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's crazy. What a signing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the defense looks really good. I think their weak spot is still linebackers, like I thought all year. Mm-hmm. And then
there were a lot on the free agent market, like Cashman and Van Ginkle and a bunch of Texans.
You know,
Bernard.
Who wants to go up north, though?
Them.
You're as north.
It's the joke.
Yeah, what do you mean? What?
It's the joke.
We have more shoreline than Florida.
Yeah, we do.
Well.
Oh, it's like Florida and California combined almost.
All I can say is you can't find me in St. Louis.
No, what's going on right now?
I've never been. I don't know. I'm trying to find something to stab at you.
McKinney, that was a free agent that I had completely forgot you guys signed until you reminded me a couple weeks ago, and he's just tearing it up.
Yeah.
Tearing it up. I had to highlight this, not much to talk about, but the catch and throw with Jordan Love and Jaden Reed when he had a guy with his hand inside of his face mask, fingertips, perfect placement too. See, these are the throws Love makes where I understand why people believe in him.
With the triple coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a throw and catch.
He had to do that because right before that, he picked six when, what are we doing?
That underhand right to him. Like,
just started shaking my head.
He's so hot and cold throughout a game sometimes, but he can, like, that was such a dime to Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
And what a catch too.
I think the talent's there. I think it's still being refined.
Well, I'm saying he wasn't like he's not been bad yet. First half of last year he was bad. So I'm wondering if the Packers are doing what they did last year and Jordan Love is a little bit improved.
Yeah, and they're winning games and they're starting off slow, and I'm sure he's still a little scared about his knee every time he gets out there.
Well, that's true. That's got to be true. Still getting used to that.
Yeah, and then, you know, it doesn't help that you got a wide receiver apparently wanting to be like a diva, like usual.
My next bullet point. What is Dubs' problem?
He's not getting touchdown passes.
Unhappy with his role?
I'm not getting touchdown passes.
Would you be
see
happy?
I'm
getting paid.
I'd say it's always a bad look, but it's especially a bad look on this team when kind of every wide receiver is mostly doing the same thing. Jaden Reed's been the number one for sure, but like, had he not said shit, that could have been his game.
Well, yeah, so what happened is the fantasy community turned and was giving all their attention to Wicks. And so he's
but
what about me? I catch balls too. So, I mean, I get it. You know, the Packers have, like, what, 5 wide receiver ones?
They got
so
5 ones.
It's tough.
Any one of them.
You got to suspend them every now and then.
It's tough. Someone. Packers wide receiver Romeo Dubs, they didn't put his name in the tweet. Packers wide receiver Romeo Dubs plans to attend Wednesday's practice coming out of his meeting with the team today. Per source, the meeting, quote, went well.
Well, yeah, they said, well, we don't need you. We'll let you go.
They said, we're going to not pay you these game checks. Yeah. He's like, I forgot about that.
And I'm on a rookie contract, so I kind of need this money.
Kind of need both those things. Very true. Tucker Kraft. Talked a bit about him in the fantasy show as well. Tucker Kraft, this is just funny to me. On AJ Dillon's podcast, Tune In to Dillon.
That's a stupid name.
That's a stupid name. But Tune In is T-O-O-N-E-N.
Man.
Anyways, on AJ Dillon's podcast, Tucker Kraft says that he sometimes tells opponents he's going to burn their childhood homes down when they trash talk him.
Oh my God.
That's great. It's awesome. What do you say if you're talking shit to the guy and he's like, I'm going to burn down your childhood home? Oh.
And he knows the address. He rattles off the address.
He learns it to anyone who's going to come. Yeah,
I think that's the only way you can do that, right? Because otherwise you're just like, oh, okay, cool. You're going to burn my house down.
Yeah,
and I hope then he's just like.
He's got receipts.
He's just like, you know.
Pulls your mail out of his back 10th pocket. Street
East.
Here's just your mail.
Google Street View pictures in your phone. Like, look at your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's vibrating. It's me. I was in your front yard.
It is me.
Here's me holding the match.
Yeah. Where the kind of a surprise that he's actually been bad so far. When I was reading about this because I didn't know that. Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
Here's a Rashawn Gary stat. Just had his third zero pressure game in 4 weeks. Before this, he was on a 54-game streak of recording at least one pressure. What is going on?
Didn't he get paid?
Maybe. But what I also read is they're lining him up in a three-point stance way more instead of standing him up.
Well, yeah, it's complete.
And you're not quite as used to it.
Yeah, I mean, right? His entire professional career, it was a 3-4 defense, and now they've made the switch to a 4-3. So, I mean, gaps are different. You got new techniques.
I was scared of him, and now I'm less scared. Unless they start using him different.
Well, you guys shouldn't be scared at all. You won.
A defensive player, though, also, if he's plugging up that hole, he could be silently doing his job perfectly.
I did see another thing where
defensive players do not get the stats.
No, it's a good point. And apparently this past game, he drew more double teams than anyone else on the team. Exactly. So they were being chipped. And
other people are getting these tackles.
So he's still influencing the game.
But he's doing his best in the best spot for him.
On the stat sheet. Okay, cool. So he's still all right.
Well, yeah, if he's getting double teamed.
Mm-hmm. Who do the Packers have next? You don't even know. Mm-hmm. It's a bullet point. Upcoming week. Who do the Packers have? What are your takes?
Well, I don't read the script.
Well, who do they? You should know who your team plays.
Yeah, he used to share it with us. When's the last time you got a script ahead of time?
Nothing.
What the hell?
You guys would have had it as of last night.
Don't we have a shared Google Doc that I haven't had access to?
You have access. You always have access.
When's the last time you?
Who are the Packers playing?
I don't know. That was a really good burger.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did not get the Curter burger.
Yeah, no, that was a great call by us.
That Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
I like Culver's, but that sounds like a cheap way to try to get.
Check out our Instagram later tonight, because Sody's going to do an awesome Burger Quest post.
Doc's never had soft sticks.
Yeah, that's going to happen too.
The Arizona Cardinals.
So a dub? Probably a dub, although they just beat the Niners, but the Niners aren't looking like the Niners. Is our win against the Niners less impressive now in week two?
No.
No.
Because they're banged up. Kittle's banged up. Debo's banged up. They were not when they played us. They were healthy.
Should be a dub for the Packers, though, I would assume.
Doc.
I want the Packers to jump out to a big lead. So the Cardinals are throw, throw, throw to Marv Hair Jew all the time.
Dude, stop.
It's just abbreviations. You guys. All right. A little bit of pop culture. A little bit of whatever. Okay. Taco Bell is doing a massive Cheez-It.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Did you guys see this?
They did that already. They've done that.
For a dollar.
It's like a cheese curd Cheez-It.
You can buy a la carte for... It's just a big-ass Cheez-It. It's a huge Cheez-It. I don't think there's anything in it.
Why are you staring at me like that?
I thought you yawned again.
Would you guys try the big Taco Bell Cheez-It?
Obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, is it...
I'd like to try it.
What's it got on it?
You can buy it a la carte for a dollar.
Like just the Cheez-It.
Tell us more about
it. There's nothing inside it, as far as I can tell.
What's on it?
It's called the Big Cheez-It.
An 8x8 Cheez-It.
It's an enlarged Cheez-It.
That's it.
I think.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Is it
Cheez-It?
It sounds like a pile of crumbs.
Yes, it sure does. Here, this is people.com. The supersized cracker, 16 times the cracker's usual size, will be back in a whole new way. At the Fast Casual Restaurant, September 20th. Taco Bell is fast casual now? Just no, it's not. Here. That's fast food.
Fast cash.
Taco Bell and Cheez-It are collaborating again after the limited run in June, which included Crunchwrap Supreme and Tostada. Now the Big Cheez-It will be available to purchase solo for $1. So customers can, quote, craft their own cheesy innovations at home. Oh, you buy the Cheez-It and you put shit on it. Put whatever you want on it. Whatever T-Bell items.
I'm not getting fast food to work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, it's for the convenience.
It should be done.
I'm just going to eat the Big Cheez-It.
By the time it goes in my mouth.
I'm a creative type. I will take that home and add to it. I promise you.
Of course you will.
What would you add to it?
I'll put it inside a Crunchwrap.
Crumble it up?
I'll put in between two Crunchwraps.
Or maybe you do the Cheez-It as sandwich bread.
In between two Crunchwraps.
You do the Cheez-It as sandwich bread, put burritos in between it.
No, you got a cheesy gordita crunch, Cheez-It, cheesy gordita crunch.
Okay.
God damn it.
We got options.
Now I got to go to Taco Bell.
I think you do a burrito sandwich with two Cheez-Its and a couple burritos in between.
That's big.
Okay. Beefy fives?
A couple beefy fives.
Oh, man, you kind of make it like a Mexican pizza, except with a Cheez-It.
Oh. Look at us go. Is this a great idea now?
Northern Italian.
Maybe not, but.
Pizza.
What?
Not Mexican. Northern Italian.
Northern Italian. Okay. Well, we kind of talked ourselves into that one, didn't we? I would at least have to try those things that we.
On the way home. This sucks.
Damn it. Yep. Okay.
I'll be pulled over in freaking St. Michael going, oh.
Randy Marsh. Well, he's pooping. That's what that noise was.
Yeah.
More fast food. The Chicken Big Mac coming to McDonald's October 10th.
Gross.
Yeah. Not interested.
It's for Lent.
Is that the only reason?
No idea. Yeah, they're a few months ahead of time.
I have no idea. I figured there'd be the Filet-O-Mac.
Have you guys ever had the buffalo?
Because you can eat fish during Lent, can't you?
Yeah.
That's filthy.
Do the Filet-O-Mac.
You can eat the freaking river snout.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Gross.
Have you guys ever had the buffalo chicken strips from Culver's?
No.
What about them?
Gas.
You make you fart?
No, dude, I'm there. You want to talk about probably the best spicy chicken out there in the fast food game?
Really? Why haven't you told me? You know I'm a sucker for.
Had it.
Oh, okay.
I just risked it. I was just like, yes, I can. I'm allergic to chicken, but I'll die for these.
Is that what happened earlier?
No, I just popped some Benadryls.
Nice. When we didn't know what happened.
What?
The smell. Never mind.
That wasn't me. Yeah.
Well, you smelt it, and you know how this story goes.
I don't know what Benadryl does to you.
Now is as good a time as ever.
Wait a minute. Again. Is this fried chicken?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You
don't
okay
eat chicken.
It's okay if you farted.
You don't eat chicken, but if it's fried, it's fine. It's like you don't like pickles. But if it's fried, fuck it.
No,
that's cool. Whatever. Man. I get you.
He had to pop Benadryl. I'm sure you passed out after.
Yeah.
Did nice. You?
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
Best way to eat chicken.
That's the way I eat turkey.
Bunch of drugs. Bunch of chicken.
Yeah.
Big nap.
Big nap.
I drink half a Molly water right before Thanksgiving. Hammer down that turkey. And just have an ecstasy-filled dream nap about my fantasy team going on. None of them are playing.
You wake up. They're all like skunks.
Covered in gravy. Yep. Everyone's disappointed.
How's my team doing?
Zero. Shit. Your cousin's from Iowa left.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'm gonna loop back to a Burger Quest story now that we're talking about gross fast food.
Yeah.
I was familiar with that Diablo burger. Very.
You've had it before?
Is that 2 years ago? No way. Okay, this was probably not this past April, but the previous April. My wife joined a couple gals on a trip to Paris. Your boy had the house to himself for a week. Now, of course, my wife plans this trip and then schedules our bathroom to be completely ripped apart and redone while she is in Paris. So sure, I got the house for a week, but I got no place to shit. Right? I'm pooping at the hotel. I'm going to my parents. And in this case, it's my last night at home. Right?
I want no part of this.
No, you, dude, this is what our friendship is based on.
I know.
Right? Come on. It's farts. So.
This is more than a fart.
This is my last day.
I just don't want to feel bad for you.
You won't. I don't feel bad.
I don't like to hear you struggle.
I don't feel bad for me.
You struggle.
I don't feel bad for me.
I
feel happy that I have this story. This is great. So,
why didn't you call me?
It was my... At the time, maybe I was embarrassed.
I brought you a toilet.
I was maybe embarrassed at the time.
I could have put one in the back of the truck.
I know, right? Anyways, it was my last night. And I'm like, I'm having a night. I said, me and the animals, we're going to put on a long movie. So we put on The Batman with Robert Pattinson, 3-hour movie.
Whoa.
And I was like, I'm getting takeout delivered to my doorstep. I'm going to spend $50 when I only needed to spend $15. Because this is my house.
Luxury.
Yep.
Room service.
So I at the time when I had this realization that I wanted to do this, Flameburger was the only place that was open. I wasn't angry at all. I said, let's go. I got Diablo everything. I got the Diablo burger, and I got the same shit on the fries. The sriracha mayo and the jalapenos.
Wait,
all over those
fries?
Yep. All over those fries. Watched the movie, hung out with my animals, ate every bite. Delicious. And I woke up the next morning with no bathroom. I had
fine,
to go.
Though?
Nope. I had to go behind my fence and poop. Yep. Grabbed
Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, grabbed the toilet paper. Wouldn't do it in my backyard, so I went behind my backyard. My neighbor and...
Oh, like, isn't wait, there a church back there?
There's a church in a parking lot, but there is also heavy brush in between
the Lord's lawn?
In between the two fence lines. I did it on the city property.
Betwixt?
Yep, betwixt two fences, heavy brush.
You're a taxpayer.
So I mostly hid myself.
That's your grass.
And good God, just went a little crazy.
Make your mess.
Went a little crazy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Nobody
saw you.
No.
No harm.
Thank you.
No foul.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a great day.
A lot of foul.
Could have been a great day that found a chicken bone, right? Who knows?
Well, a lot of toilet paper on top of it. I'm not going to carry that with me back to the house. I don't have a toilet to flush it in.
Most toilet paper is
staying right there on the bush.
I had a guy do that in a parking lot. At least you did it in the grass.
It's still there. 2 years later.
And it's still back there. Rain and snow are not getting rid of whatever that was.
No, we called the fire department. They hosed us down.
People were like, we didn't know Bigfoot was in the cities.
Chemicals
now.
Were required.
We brought in the riot shield.
Three houses down complaining about the smell.
Yeah. Three doors down?
Yep. Nice. There's my diarrhea story. And we are now on to John Lennon's penis.
Okay.
So
Bon Jovi saved a life. Why haven't we talked about that?
Who?
Bon Jovi.
I would love to.
Didn't we?
No. Yoko Ono made a film in 1969 called Self Portrait. It consists of a 42-minute shot of her husband John Lennon's semi-erect penis. At the end, a drop of semen comes out.
It was William Dafoe in this movie?
The film was never re-shown after its initial screening.
Okay.
And next.
What is the point of that?
I don't know. It got me, though. I had to say it. Like, that's crazy.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It's something.
Shane Gillis is in a TV show called Tires. Have you guys seen this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither.
Supposed to be good?
I don't know. I had to change the subject.
Lego is good for everyone. Maybe getting rid of physical instructions.
What?
Thoughts.
What do you mean physical instructions?
Pages, the booklet.
Oh, so where are the instructions
dude, right.
going
to be? You're going to get a web
on,
link
hang on,
to
hang
go
on.
On.
When's the last time you guys
yeah,
bought
it? Yeah, sucks, right? I don't like
when's
that.
When's the last time you guys bought a car part? Does not come with instructions anymore. There's a QR code. You scan it. Your instructions are online.
Did car parts used to come with instructions?
Well, frick yeah. How do you think you put them on, dude?
You just knew?
Nope.
Your dad's just new?
Well, you buy a car part, it tells you how to install that part.
Fair enough. So now it's... Okay, so
just like a Lego piece.
Fair enough.
But yeah, now it's QR codes.
I don't like it, though.
It's a lot less paper.
Which I get. I just don't like it.
Okay. What if you downloaded that QR code, printed out those papers on really nice pieces of paper, stapled them together, and made your own little fucking booklet?
Might do that, just to spite Lego. Might do that.
And then return all of them with the booklets in there.
They're not going to.
So when people buy them back, they have them.
They're like, God damn it, I wanted paperless.
I'm like, never. I hope they don't do that. And
they will.
Yeah, probably.
Everybody has.
Speaking of farts, Men in Black director says Will Smith is a farter. And one fart was apparently so bad they had to evacuate the stage for about 3 hours. Quote, and that's incredible. That's from the director of Men in Black. 3 hours? First, my first thought is that's an exaggeration. My next thought is, what are your guys' worst farts of all time? Somebody's racking his fart memory right now.
I think it was actually Thanksgiving. There was a Thanksgiving meal when everyone was like, something's wrong with the stuffing. And I was like, it's great.
And I ate nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. And we were sitting there watching the Lions or the Cowboys, one of them. And I remember I'm not going to tell anybody. And the fireplace went. And
boom. Yeah,
everyone from Iowa went back home.
Did everyone hate you for a minute?
No. No, but they put the dogs outside.
Man,
good.
To this day.
Still outside.
No.
So I don't necessarily, it's not mine, but there was one day where me and this lady, we were walking into a grocery store, and I was like, oh my God, this cow farm across the street just stinks so bad.
That poor lady.
And she went with it. Only later for me to find out that it was actually her ripping ass.
Get the fuck out.
And she blamed it on the dairy farm.
That's brilliant, though. How brilliant is that?
Can you believe that?
Well, she got you. Did she tell you later?
Yeah.
Is this your wife?
Oh, shit.
We don't need to name names. We don't need to name names.
Okay. Okay. If it was, that's brilliant, though. Because was there a farm?
Yes. Because I'm the one that said it. I was like, oh, my God, the dairy farm smells really bad.
So then she had no choice. She just went. She had no choice after that. Then she's like,
farm. The dairy farm.
Totally the farm.
Oh, my God. I'm just like.
Oh, that's great, though.
It's not.
No.
I was lied to. Can't build a relationship on lies.
You've never forgiven. Never,
I won't.
Never forgive a fart.
Elvis once said, we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Nice. Brilliant. Okay, let's wrap it up. Some NBA, because preseason is here.
What?
Ow.
Doc, calm down.
Calm down. Preseason has begun, and I watched a highlight this morning of Kat hitting a deep three for the Knicks and kind of wanted to puke.
Jimmer Fredette.
Used to be a player. So Kat splashed a three for the Knicks in preseason game, and I didn't like looking at it. But it's fine, because DiVincenzo's looked awesome. Doing 3 of 3 for 3 in his first preseason action.
3 of 3 for 3?
3 of 3 from 3. Oh. Kat took out a full page in the Star Tribune to thank the fans, and I'm going to read that because I love him and I miss him. Star Tribune, Kat. In 2015, I arrived in Minnesota as a young man with a dream. You welcomed me, became my family, and inspired me to be the best player I could be. A special acknowledgement to the late, great Coach Flip Saunders, my teammates, coaches, and everyone with the Timberwolves organization for all the incredible memories I will always hold dear to my heart. You, the fans, have meant the world to me and have given me strength, especially during one of my darkest times in 2020. I'll never forget your outpouring of love and support. You will always be in my heart, and you will always be my family. Thank you, Minnesota. Kat.
Couldn't agree more.
Ow. Love you, Cap. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I take back probably 80% of the shit I talked about Cap.
Well, that's the thing.
I saw that clip that we made about him coming here as a rookie, I had to kind of stop and tell myself the reason I am as big of a fan of the Wolves as I am right now is probably 75% Cap, 25% Ant.
Mm.
And that's going to change. Yep. But I can't deny what Kat did for me as a fan.
So the criticisms to his game were always valid.
Yeah.
I found I was endeared to him because he. How many athletes of ours have we seen truly embrace the state of Minnesota? Doesn't happen.
Can I steal something from Marnie where she said, you know what she loved about him? You never heard about Kat.
Oh,
driving.
You never heard
about him getting in trouble. You never heard about him at a club disrespecting anybody. He on and off the court. He was a professional. Mm-hmm. And that is what Minnesota wants in athletes. That's what Minnesota deserves. And he was a quality player and a high-producing athlete. We were lucky to have him.
And no matter what bullshit he went through with the team, how many coaches, how many GMs, how many different teammates.
He showed up.
He always said he wanted to be here his whole life, and he never said anything but good stuff about the state.
Yep.
And that's hard to come about being a Minnesota sports fan. To your point about Marnie Gellner, on-court voice for Wolves and Knicks, she was diagnosed with breast cancer a handful of years ago. She was sent flowers by Karl Anthony Towns. She then went to work the next day and thanked
the promo team
said thank you, and they had no idea,
no clue.
It was a handwritten note with flowers from Kat, completely on Kat's volition.
Kat went through it himself without the Timberwolves media team to find out her address, where he could send flowers, and a handwritten letter straight to her.
Yep.
Quality dude,
will absolutely be missed.
Let's get an awoo for him.
Awoo.
It's for you, Kat. Good luck in New York. Let's see in the finals. Where
cool thing, though. His dad played for the Knicks minor league team.
Yeah.
He grew up 40 minutes from the stadium.
No, this is probably the team if he had to pick a team to go to, he probably would have chosen the Knicks. His dad is now coaching basketball around the metro area.
As fans, we hate to see him leave.
Yeah.
But if you could pick anywhere for this young man to go, this is where we'd pick.
Yes.
We wish you the best, Kat.
Good luck. I'd like to see you in the finals, where I will curse your name and hope that we win in 7.
4. Great.
Yeah, I'll take 4.
Ow.
Nice. Okay. LeBron and Bronny share their first on-court action.
Manufactured.
We're not doing this.
No, no, I have one quote.
Where did the name Triscuits come from? You know that? Mm-mm. So they're little biscuits, right? What's their...
Tiny biscuits?
Tiny biscuit?
No, but it's not... It's not a tiny bit. It's not a Tiscuit. It's not a Tinskit. Triscuits were the first snack cooked with electric ovens, not fire, back in the day. So they were electricity biscuits. Triscuits.
I'm going to choose not to believe that.
That might not be true.
Bronny James on playing alongside his dad as they shared their first on-court action.
For some reason, I crossed out Sody, the start of that.
This is funny.
Yes.
Bronny James, I'm playing alongside his dad. Quote, I'm always thinking, that's my dad, because literally, that's my dad.
Do you remember the interview with LeBron and his wife talking about Bronny? And they said, what do you want for him? And she said, I want him to be happy and successful and healthy.
Hmm?
And LeBron said, I want him to play in the NBA.
LeBron has also said that he wants his son to do his own path.
Yeah.
He never said he wanted his son to play in the NBA. He said one of his dreams was to play with his son in the NBA. That was one of LeBron's dreams.
But that's not a dream for his son. How is that not a dream for his son?
It probably is.
Man, look at that cat over there.
Powered in. Oh, he's demonized right now. Look at those eyes, back of his head. Oh, shit.
Oh.
He heard us. Don't look at him. Don't fucking look at him.
Did you know Bud Light hired a new spokesperson?
No.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a bad joke?
No.
Okay.
Shane Gillis.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda. They started a deal with him, but then they realized, well, because they hired somebody else, can't remember who, but they lost like a couple billion dollars. But then they hired Shane Gillis, but then they realized that wasn't a great pick either, because every time he's on camera, he drinks like 22 Bud Lights. And so they're like, That's not
what we wanted to advertise.
That's not responsibly.
And he's just like, fuck you already paid me.
But the more they showed him doing Bud Light stuff, the more money they made. So they're like, yeah.
Keep doing Bud Light stuff.
Keep drinking it.
I'll drink a bunch of beer for beer companies to give me money.
Preferably Coors.
Great idea, right? Yeah, I got Coors right over there. Let's start right now.
The banquet beer.
Okay, before we wrap it up, our Minnesota Lynx. Our one win away from the finals. They lost last night, 92-82, to the Connecticut Sun. Game 5 is in Minnesota tomorrow. Winner goes on to face the New York Liberty, who swept their opponents and are just getting a nice little rest right now. Either way, Lynx, one game away from the finals. Let's go.
Here, can I have you Google something? Once you're ready to hit the closing music, I want you to Google something.
Boom.
You know who Christy Alley is, the actress?
Yes.
How did her parents die?
Christy Alley, dead parents. Into the Google.
It's unfortunate.
Car crash.
They passed away on a car crash. What night?
1981. April 12. I don't know.
They were on their way to a costume party, I believe.
Okay.
Wasn't it Halloween?
There's a thing that she reveals what they were wearing.
Yeah,
I wish you just tell. I don't want to click through 8 articles.
What the? Okay. They were in costume.
Okay.
I wanted you to say it because if I say it's gonna sound bad.
There is a lot of things of her like admitting it and being embarrassed about it. So what is she embarrassed about?
One of them was had a lot of thick makeup on their face, and the other one was wearing a lot of white. And then they got in a bad car accident, and then unfortunately they died. And so they died. One of them dressed as a member of a group that's really not good, and the other one was wearing, let's say, a color that it wasn't that.
Is KKK in blackface?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. Check us out on YouTube. Check out our website, secondoffice.com. That will bring you to
everything.
Our Patreon page. That'll bring you to our shop where you can look at our sweet t-shirts and sweatshirts and merch and everything like that. So we got sweet premium content. We're going to have a fantasy football episode up there. We got studies on a bash belligerence. Check it all out. We love you.